After the contingent from Tredegar had showed up and told me how it was going to be, I'd sat around a campfire with Cord, Yul, Ganel, and Saman. It had not been necessary to point out that we five might never be together again. They wouldn't bring me back to Tredegar just to anathematize me, I speculated. So I guess I'll go back to being what I was. I looked around at all of their faces, warm in firelight. But I'll never be the same.
No kidding,
Yul said.
All those head injuries?
Ganeliel Crade said,
I'm staying with these people.
This was so unexpected that we'd all been slow to work out what he meant. He was joining the Orathenans.
I've talked to Landasher about it,
he went on, amused by how we were reacting.
He says they'll try me out for a while, and if I'm not too obnoxious, maybe I can stay.
Yul got up and went around the circle to hug his cousin from behind and pound him on the back. We all toasted him with our polycups of dyed sugar water. Heads turned next to Saman, who threw up his hands and admitted,
All of this has been very good for my reputation and access.
We all hurled mock abuse at him for a while. He soaked it up with a satisfied smile.
I'll be flying back to Convox with Fra Erasmus, probably in a different section of the plane, though.
This moved me, and so I got up, walked over, and embraced him while I was still allowed to. Finally, attention turned to Cord and Yul, who were sitting on a cooler and leaning against each other.
Now that we are arm-leading experts on geometer technology, Yul began, we might go out and seek employment as such.
Seriously, Cord said, there are a lot of people here who want to ask us questions. Since the probe got buried, destroyed, our memories of what we saw are important. We might even end up in Tredegar.
Yul's rig, too. I remarked.
I had a dim memory of its wreckage hurtling past Fra Orlo. For once, Yul had nothing to say. He just gazed out over the sea and shook his head. Cord reminded us, My fetch should be safe at Norsloff. Once things have settled down a little, we'll go back and collect it. Then we were thinking of going up into the mountains for a while. A delayed honeymoon. A silence ensued. She let it stretch out just long enough before saying, Oh, did I mention we're engaged? The previous evening, Yul had approached me with a conspiratorial look and drawn a shiny thing from his pocket, a metal ring that he had cut free from the rigging of the geometer's parachute. He'd heated it in a campfire blown white hot with an improvised bellows and hammered it into a size that he hoped would fit Cord's finger.
I was going to ask Cord to... Well, you know, not right away, but later, you know, when things are settled.
I'd realized that Yul was, in a way, asking my permission. So I'd moved to embrace him and said,
I know you'll take care of her.
His hug had nearly broken my spine, and I thought, for a moment, I'd have to summon one of the Veilers to come and pry him off me. After he had calmed down a little, he'd let me look at the ring.
Not your normal jewel.
He admitted.
But being that it's from another world and all, it's the rarest, isn't it?
Yes, I assured him. It's the rarest. Then both of us had involuntarily looked over at my sib. He must have asked her earlier in the day, and she must have said yes. For a while, there was wild hugging, hollering, and running around. A mob of Orathenans gathered around us, drawn by a rumor that the wedding was going to happen now. They were followed by curious soldiers, followed in turn by Convox people who wanted to know what all the fuss was about. There was a kind of crazy momentum pushing us toward holding the ceremony today on the beach. But after a few minutes, everyone settled down and it turned into a party. Orathenan sewers uprooted armloads of weedy flowers from the ditch along the road and braided them into garlands. The soldiers got into the spirit of things, producing booze from nowhere and cheering Cord and Yul with gutsy noises. A helicopter mechanic gave Cord his favorite daisy head screwdriver. An hour later, I was on the plane to Tredegar.